Hi, everybody. Welcome to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And I just want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, and we're talking astrology tonight. If you would like to speak to me, you can call in at 1-877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, and that is a worldwide toll-free number. So 877-876-5227 for everyone in U.S. and Canada, and 888-815-9756 worldwide, or you can go to bbsradio.com if you've forgotten those numbers. Anyways, I know that we have lots to talk about. Just as I was thinking at the beginning of the week, gosh, this doesn't feel like a Mercury retrograde. Then all of a sudden, I hear on the news Hillary Clinton has conceded to Barack Obama the Democratic nomination for presidency. Then she didn't, then she sort of did, and then I said, oh, okay. It gave me my relief that, yes, indeed, we were in a Mercury retrograde, and she was indeed a Gemini rising. So we have lots to talk about tonight. I know I've been getting lots of emails, and everybody kind of pretty much understands what's going on here. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kim.
Who?
Kim.
Kim, hi, Kim. What's your date of birth?
5/10/43.
And did you all of a sudden have a revelation, like, in the middle of the week that, oh, yeah, Mercury is retrograde?
Yeah.
It kind of didn't feel like it there for a moment, and then all of a sudden everything went crazy, right?
Oh, yes.
So how can I help you this evening?
Well, couple of things. One is I just can't seem to be doing anything serious, and I need to work. I need to get, you know, attend to my business.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, I'm supposed to be moving because my building is going to be demolished, and I have no clue when this is going to happen, so I'm feeling very insecure.
All right, so you're having some procrastination issues. So Saturn is right now is aspecting your Mercury and has been since about I would say October, November. So probably a lot of these things coming at you seem a little bit overwhelming. And it does seem like in your chart, because Mercury is conjoined Uranus, you do right now are getting a sense of like, oh gosh, this is really getting down to the wire. And so I think that you are right now going to let it build up until the very last moment. Do you have a tendency of doing that, or is it just right now because Saturn
is
aspecting?
I used to be like that, and then I totally changed.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting worse than I used to be when I was a teenager.
Yeah, I think it's just because Saturn is in Virgo, and you've got some very, very powerful Mercury aspects here. Your Mercury is in its own sign, Gemini, and Uranus is in Gemini. And remember, Uranus is the hierarchy of Mercury and Gemini. So it's a timing thing. Saturn's going to be off of your Uranus momentarily in another week or two, and then it's going to be aspecting your Mercury. I would say that probably within a month, maybe after July 4th, that's when you're going to feel yourself and get on with things, okay? So, but these aspects can kind of make you wait until the last minute, especially when Saturn is involved here. And then you have Pluto is aspecting your Neptune, which again is making you procrastinate. Your Neptune is in Virgo, and Virgo is known for procrastinating or waiting until the last moment until, you know, everything hits the fan and hits you all at once. So I would say little bit by little bit, try to use the energy available to you and try to get some of this stuff done, okay?
Just a little bit by a little bit,
and I think you'll get along. You'll get very far if you do that.
Is there any way you can see when I'm going to move?
You know, I only have an hour for this show.
Oh, sorry.
But
okay.
If you would like a reading with me, I'm more than happy to do readings. You can go to my website at www.terrynazon.com, or
okay,
you can give me a call at 888-334-7785. I'd love to talk to you in private about this. I'd love it.
Sounds good. Thank you so
All
much.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And again, you are listening to me, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome, everybody, to my live call-in radio show. You can call me at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, and we are on the BBS Radio Networks. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, dear. How are you, Terry? It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great.
And did you all of a sudden notice it was Mercury retrograde just like me?
Yeah,
It was so quiet, and I'm wondering, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, boom!
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, Terry, what is coming up for me, like, during the summer with everything that is going on?
Well, you know, Saturn is still what they call in its shadow. Until it gets past 8 degrees, we are all still repeating our Saturn stuff, okay? So until about the first week of August, we can expect those big lessons to kind of be the same. And Saturn right now is transiting your fourth house, Lisa. It just got off of your Uranus, which kind of, when Saturn transits your Uranus, it gives you a sense of urgency, compulsiveness, like, I got to do this, I got to get it done, which
okay.
Our other caller could have used. Since she was having the opposite. And it looks to me, are you thinking about moving?
Well, I was wondering about that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You know, with Saturn in your fourth house conjoining your Pluto, and you've got a lot of asteroids in your fourth house, it looks to me that possibly after September you could, or even August, you could be thinking about moving it. Even if you didn't move, it's almost like I pick up here, every 6 months you're going to think about moving, okay?
Okay.
I'm also seeing here that where you should be redirecting some of this energy is some sort of home business.
Okay.
To do on the weekend, just a little something you can do at the computer or something,
okay.
You know, like medical records, bookkeeping, anything you can do at the home is really the direction you should be going in right now, Lisa.
Okay.
And Lisa, how long have we known each other, darling?
Oh,
too long. Okay,
about
we won't get right
anyway. You didn't want me to say, huh? Well, they're
right.
Beautiful.
You know, I love
all
you.
Beautiful years.
Pardon?
They're all beautiful years.
Oh, they were. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. Lisa's been a client of mine for a long time, and I love her dearly. Now, so that's what I want you to start thinking of. Start thinking about doing something from the home, whatever you can do, medical billing, bookkeeping, a little something at the computer. You're good at organizing. You're good at administrative things.
Okay, what do you see anybody coming in my life?
Love? Actually, I do. I thought you were in a relationship.
Well, there is someone there, but I don't know.
Oh, you want someone else? You're going to get greedy?
Well, I don't know if they're going to really be what I want them to be, so.
Well, I see that you're going to be in between this relationship, which is stop and go, and there's some power struggles here or conflicts with schedules and stuff like this for right now. The next phase for love and relationship probably would come in about a year, not right now, though. So I still see you're going to be in this relationship, which could take a turn for the better.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, darling.
I will
thank you for calling.
Talk to you another day.
All right,
so
much.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and not getting much talk-in right now, but that's okay with me. If you would like to speak to me, you can give me a call at 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. And don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, where you all can get your free natal birth charts, and you can follow along with my weekly horoscopes, because I do try to put the degrees on there. I know it's a little bit above everybody's head sometimes, but you got to push yourself. You got to learn it. I know that some people just like the old sun sign horoscopes, but you know what? We have to push ourselves now. We have to learn to dig a little deeper through these transits, because like I'm going to explain to you, the transits really in August after Saturn gets out of its shadow at 8 degrees, they get a bit dicey, and you're going to want to know what's ahead. You're going to want to have a good captain at your helm, and you're going to want to be thinking about these transits even yourself and mulling over your natal birth chart, because it is your roadmap to your to your life and your future. So June is all full of, like, some very interesting aspects. And like I was saying, it did seem so quiet and so boring there. And I was thinking, you know, is this a Mercury retrograde? And then all of a sudden all of this happened. And I think things did get a little bit hectic in everybody's life. You know, when we had Hillary Clinton conceding the Democratic nomination to Barack Obama, then she didn't, then she kind of did. And she's kind of left that door open. Without saying too much of what I know, perhaps, you know, she is cognizant that it was Mercury retrograde, and she still keeps the right to get back on the Democratic ballot until August. Now, why would she do that? Do you think she has a knowledge that Mercury was retrograde and that she shouldn't have be making a decision? Hillary's chart shows that she is a risk-taker and that she's a very calculating risk-taker. She's a Gemini rising, of course, and, you know, and there's a lot of things that I'm not the only astrologer out there predicting, but that, you know, that every time Saturn opposes Uranus, there has been an assassination of a U.S. president. And we, on that note, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Nancy.
I can't hear you.
Nancy?
Oh, Marissi?
Nancy?
Oh, Nancy. Okay. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, thanks.
And what is your date of birth?
12/18/1958.
Okay, good. And let me ask you something. Did you all of a sudden feel that Mercury retrograde energy come in right about Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, I'm very sensitive, so I start feeling that energy shifting even before that exact day, just like the full moons.
Okay, because it was, like, so quiet, and yeah, I was wondering, is it Mercury retrograde, you know? Everything
yeah.
is going so nice, and then all of a sudden, boom. Yeah, I remember, it's Mercury retrograde.
Exactly.
So how can I help you this evening?
Well, I had an interview, and I got a call from another company about my resume, and I just wanted to know if you see a change in job coming soon.
Okay, well, you know that it's a Mercury retrograde, and you know you've had Mars aspecting your Neptune, which is kind of like walking on thin ice, and now you have Mars going to be conjoining your Uranus, and that's going to be like a sense of urgency. So one of these places may want you to start immediately, like even, you know, before the end of the month, okay? So, so I do feel like you are going to be starting a job, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't give you, if you don't have very much time to get prepared. So I would say after the 15th, definitely you should be getting yourself ready to go to work, okay? So those aspects do say there would be some sort of sense of urgency, like now, okay?
Okay.
And I thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your free natal birth chart, your free horoscopes, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and whatever other kind of horoscopes that you would like. Or you can call me for a private consultation. I am available for private consultations. 1-888-334-7785 is the number you should call if you want to get a private consultation with me. But right now, we're on bbsradio.com, and if you want to call in and speak to me, it's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. If the lines are busy, just try again. And we have another caller. Hello.
Yes, hi, Terry. My name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. My birthday is 1/17/1943.
Oh, good. You're right on the ball here, aren't you?
I'm one of the oldies.
Okay. And how can I help you, darling?
Generally, what do you see for me for the remainder of the year?
Okay. Well, you know, in the amount of time that I have, I can't do a six-month reading for you.
And oh, no, that's okay. How about
let me just take a little bit of a look here for you.
You bet.
And see what I see here. Okay, so you're a Capricorn, of course.
Right.
Like Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat says, it's the best sign.
Oh, good.
And, of course, you have Mercury. You're born under Mercury retrograde. Your Mercury is at 16 degrees or 11 degrees Aquarius. So Mars is going to be agitating. I would say over the next week, I would like you to really kind of watch your health, and watch yourself with any kind of minor accidents or anything. So be a little bit careful not to move so fast, because that Mercury in Aquarius and your Venus is in Aquarius, you can move like lightning speed. You're not slow, okay?
Correct.
And you've got Mars in Sagittarius, so you're quite, you can move faster than you can think, I think, all right? So I want you to be very careful for, you know, little things, okay? What's coming to mind here is your fingers, okay? I don't know if you're going to hurt your finger or something. Just be a little bit careful there. So, with that Mars in Sagittarius, later in the year, as we get into these aspects with Uranus and Saturn, these are going to, you know, speed up things. Like, it'll be a hurry-up aspect, meaning, like, if you work, you may have to work a lot of overtime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So things towards the end of the year, after September, are going to get very, very hectic. If you even have a moment to breathe, I'll be very surprised, okay? So I guess that's something to look forward to if you were at all worried about...
Well, I have two jobs, so that sounds
about
right.
Oh, my God. All right, so do you see how you're going to be, like, just running around? And what I was picking up there is, like, even during the holidays, I said, gosh, this poor woman's not going to have even any time to enjoy her holidays, like Christmas or anything. You're going to be working right up to, like, you know, the last moment. So I would say the rest of the year looks pretty hectic. If you if things are a little bit quiet now, I would say enjoy it.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Could you finish up what you were saying about Hillary? I mean, that it's Mercury retrograde, so she didn't make a decision, but Mercury retrograde lasts a long time.
Not necessarily. You know, like I was, you know, saying, no, she's, all right, she's a you know, candidate for president, but don't be surprised if they don't know what all the astrologers are saying, too.
Oh, of course they do.
All right? So the fact that she didn't make a decision on a Mercury retrograde is very telling, and that she kept it open
right.
Till August, okay?
Correct.
Now, during every cycle of Saturn opposing Uranus, the last time was in 1965, a president in our country has been assassinated.
Every time that
every
they had
time
a Saturn?
Saturn has opposed Uranus, a U.S. president has said, that's just fact.
Right.
Okay, that is just fact. And the last one was John F. Kennedy. So if she were to go and be vice president for him, she would end up president. And that's why, so it makes you wonder, well, why are all the astrologers and all the psychics saying she's going to be president, okay?
Correct.
But as soon as we get into August, the planets get very choppy and very dicey, and things get very complicated very quickly. So it's a wild card. So I think absolutely she did the absolute correct thing astrologically by just keeping her ability to keep herself nominated.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Yeah,
Terry, thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you, darling. And
you're
thanks
welcome.
For asking that wonderful question.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and you are live. You're live. If you want to talk to me here, 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. We're live on the BBS Radio Network station. Don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your horoscopes and you can get a free natal chart so you can follow along with all of our transits that are coming up. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Terry. How are you? It's Brenda from Miami.
Hi, Brenda. How are you doing?
Good. Going crazy with Mercury retrograde. And
absolutely. And
oh
what
God.
Is your date of birth, darling?
February 29th, 1972.
Okay. Yeah, but it seemed so quiet over the weekend, didn't it?
No, actually, it's been for 2 weeks already. Like
really,
crazy.
It's been bothering you that much, huh?
Yes.
All right, and how can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, I went in I've been looking for a job, and I got a screening interview with a recruiter.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 19th of May.
Yeah.
And I was told, you know, that they really like me and they want to set up a, you know, HR and manager and VP interview. And I've been, you know, they told me it'll take a little bit, but, you know, I've been waiting already. I know that the Mercury retrograde probably is really delaying everything.
Well, you know, for you, you've had Saturn since about October of 2007 has been going back and forth squaring with your Neptune, okay? You just need to hold your breath. It's almost over, all right? So this kind of like little bit of a, you know, a spell that you've been under here with Neptune is going to be over probably around July 10th, and that's when I would say. I would say in a month you'll be working.
Okay. All right.
In a month I think that you should be working, no doubt, because then that Neptune transit will be over. Just keep yourself grounded. Keep yourself motivated like we spoke about.
Right, right. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to know if that job was going to go through, you know.
I feel that it will.
Okay, great. Thank you, Terry.
All right, darling.
That.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
And if you also would like to speak to me, you can call at 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and that is worldwide. You can speak to me live on the radio. Or if you would rather have a private reading with me, you can call me at 888-334-7785, and you can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com. And we are talking about all of the planets here that are coming up now. There is one specific one that I did want to mention to you, in that the planet Venus is going to be making a wonderful, gorgeous conjunction to the sun, and that is absolutely going to be phenomenal and powerful, and it is even mentioned in astronomical circles. So this is going to be a big transit for us coming up on June 9th, and we have another caller. Hello,
Terry?
Hi,
it's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce, how are you?
Good.
And what is your date of birth?
727-55.
Okay, so, July 27, 55?
Correct.
Okay, darling, how can I help you?
Yes, do you see anything about me moving?
All right, well, let's take a look. Let me see, July 27, 55. And remember, on the radio, I'm not really doing full natal charts. Those are for the private readings, because here I'm just using, you know, the ephemeris to look at your planets and just make a mini reading from that. So that is something that that is interesting. If you were wondering how do I do it, am I doing a full natal chart? Well, your moon is in Scorpio. Is it a situation where you have to move?
No.
Okay. Because your moon is agitated by Mars right now. That's what made me ask you about that. You know, and with rising and falling property prices, that could be of a little bit of a concern. Now, your Venus is in Cancer, and your Mercury is in Cancer. You have some time. I do say that I do see a move in less than a year.
Okay.
But why am I picking up here? There's a sense of urgency, like you have to go or you want to go. Is there someplace else you'd rather be?
I'd rather be someplace.
Okay. Okay. All right. So maybe why I see the Mars aspect in your moon is that you would have to maybe get your house, you know, ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would say in less than a year, I would definitely see a move for you. But it looks to me that at this particular point, Mars is going to go through and say, well, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this, and you have to do that before you can move.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. Do you see a month or whatever, a time frame?
I say less than a year.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm picking up, less than a year. It really looks to me when the north, it could be July. If you moved in 2008, you'll move again in 2009.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you wanna be, if you're the type of person who doesn't like to move around too much, you choose very carefully.
Okay.
Choose very carefully.
Okay.
All right? So don't make any big mistakes. But that would be for a reading, and if you wanted a private consultation, just give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, the celebrity astrologer and psychic, and welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show. Yes, we are live, and you can give us a call at 877-876-5227 if you would like to ask me a question or speak to me, or you can call 888-815-9756. And we are talking about the planets, and June is just full of lots of planetary movements that can really kind of change the dynamics of whatever is happening or not happening in your life. And right now as we begin, we know that Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Gemini, and we know that there's even lots of things that are happening in world events and politics right now that seem sort of a little strange and a little crazy. Like I was saying before, we had Hillary Clinton not conceding to Barack Obama, just saying maybe perhaps I'm going to keep my hat in the ring for until August. So even she's taking a wait and see attitude, and she's waiting it out. We have a beautiful conjunction of Venus to the Sun, both of which are in the sign of Gemini, on June 9th. This is an astrological as well as an astronomical. Now, what does that mean? That means it's significant in with astronomers, meaning that the Venus will actually cover up the Sun if we were on the right side and we could see it. So that's the big news, that Venus, the planet of love, will make a major conjunction to the Sun on June 9th. It's big. It's a big astronomical event. And how will this affect your life? You may want to know. Do you have anything at that degree in Gemini? And now that we're clearly in a Mercury retrograde cycle, we all know what we're not supposed to do in a Mercury retrograde cycle, but what are we supposed to do in a Mercury retrograde cycle? Well, we're supposed to do things like redoing paperwork, getting organized, and sort of like doing our research, going to meetings, meeting with people, talking to people, getting all the information that we need to make a decision or to even like sign the papers when Mercury goes direct on the 19th. And it's sort of like late in the afternoon. In some time zones, it might be the 20th. And even then, you wouldn't want to sign a paper until Mercury is actually picks up a little bit of speed after the 20th. So we have all of that going on right now. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
My birth date is April 21st, 1960.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'm curious. The company that I work for is having some financial difficulties.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'm curious as to how my career is going to evolve, maybe if there are going to be any positions that come available in the near future. Just curious, I guess.
Well, it looks to me, you know, without doing your entire natal birth chart, I'm just looking at the planets, which is sort of a solar chart. I'm just doing like a solar reading for you. So have you gotten your free natal birth chart at my website?
Yes, I believe I have.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, first of all, what I'm seeing here is that I feel that your position should be pretty good at your company, okay?
Yes.
I think Jupiter's going to protect you. It's going to conjoin and has been conjoining on and off your Saturn, so I feel your position is good, all right? So I wouldn't worry about that. However, in 2009 and 2010, I would be very careful with this company.
Okay.
Either it's going to be, because what's happening then is that Pluto is actually conjoining your Jupiter. And on a big scale, that means like buyouts and, you know, like another company could take it over or buy it out, all right? Again, I don't think that's going, you know, I don't think then you're going to lose your job. It's just, would you work for a company if you didn't have the same bosses, you know, if you've gotten to a certain set of people? So overall, I feel that it could lead to a very good thing for you and probably a additional responsibilities, possibly even a promotion. And I feel like you could get some more news about what's going to be happening towards the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So next year, though, there may be a buyout.
Next year there'll be a buyout. I feel you could get a promotion in the fall, maybe like October-ish.
Okay, great, Terry.
Thank you, well, Angela.
So much, and you take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you to my live call-in radio show. And you can give me a call if you'd like to speak to me also, 877-876-5227. It's your chance to talk to me. Once a week I do this, I open it up, and you have that chance and opportunity to talk to me and ask me any question you'd like within reason. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're calling outside the U.S. and Canada. But if you're inside the U.S. and Canada, 877-876-5227. And we are in a Mercury retrograde cycle. And like I said before, Venus and the Sun will be doing a major tango in the skies on June 9th. And that should enliven everybody's love life. Mars is in the sign of Leo, as well as the South Node, and they will be hand-in-hand after June 15th, and that's going to be very interesting because Barack Obama is a Leo. And don't tell me he's not sweating in his boots, because I know every Leo is sweating in their boots with the South Node in Leo. So I think that that's very interesting. And anyway, so Mars is in Leo. It's going to be conjoining the South Node. I think everybody's going to take a chance and do something wild. I know I am. And then we have Venus, the planet of love and marriage, conjoining the Sun. Give me a call. These are exciting times. This could be an exciting month for you. 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S. and Canada, or 888-815-9756. And don't forget to visit my website, www.terrynazon.com, and tell all your friends about it, where they can get their free natal birth chart and read all my horoscopes. We get over 9 million visitors to my website each and every month. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My date is 16/11/1981.
What's your name?
Anne.
And so you're November 16th, 1981, Anne?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Okay, and how can I help you today?
I would like to see that what love comes up for me.
Okay, so let's take a look. So you're a Scorpio, and Scorpio has had the North and South Node squaring their Sun. Have you broken up with somebody?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Okay. When was the last relationship that you were in, darling?
Many years ago.
Ooh, wow. All right. Well, because typically the North and South Node squaring the Sun sign would indicate a change in relationships, but perhaps the change that you're making is that you might be deciding to get out more and to date. Neptune is aspecting your Sun, so this could make you fall wildly in love, okay? But your Uranus is also very, very close to your Sun sign. And that, you know, can make you feel a little anxious. You have any anxiety problems?
Yes.
Okay. And so does that keep you from getting out and meeting new people?
Not really, no.
Not really. So you don't think your Sun in Scorpio conjoining Uranus in Scorpio, you don't think that hinders you at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do. So that the Sun is your life force. Uranus produces a sense of urgency. And, of course, in the sign of Scorpio, that secrecy or hidden away. So I would say, Anne, as Neptune is going to be aspecting those planets, it's going to be pushing you to get out more. And perhaps, you know, giving you a little opportunity to take some chances and take some risks and do some things that you haven't done before. And that's what I think will lead into a relationship for you. But committed relationship under a Neptune aspects, it doesn't really happen. They're wild flirtation and love affairs do. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon, 877-876-5227. This is your one day a week, the 1 hour that I give to you to call me and to ask me any question that you like, 877-876-5227. If the lines are busy, and I know a lot of you complain about that, just give me a call. Keep trying. And we have a wonderful wonderful week ahead of us because the planet Venus is going to do a major beautiful conjunction with the sun in the sign of Gemini. Some people say the sign of Gemini is for twin souls or soulmates or twin flames, whatever you want to call it. Mars is in the sign of Leo along with the South Node. It sounds like romance to me. And we have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. This is Ramona.
Hi, Ramona. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm fine. Just busy. How about you?
Well, I'm just wanting to find out about this Venus conjunction.
It sounds gorgeous, doesn't it? In fact, they said if we might be able to get a little bit of a glimpse of it. Give me your date of birth.
March 1st, 1949.
Okay, so, some people say that the sign of Gemini rules twin souls and soulmates. So that could be very interesting for a lot of people to maybe meet somebody special or to reconnect with somebody who might be their soulmate or their twin soul. So, it does square your sun, and you're a Pisces sun, and so it does come into to your sun there. So let's see, and your Mars. I would say in the very least, it's probably just a fabulous time for you to get out and about.
Oh, okay.
I feel that the conjunction happens at 19 degrees, Gemini, and you have these mutable planets here, and it comes very close to your Mars, within 5 degrees of your Mars, and that spells hot, and it comes right between the midpoint between your Mars and Uranus. Ramona, Uranus rules surprises. I'll bet you something sudden and unexpected could happen. And that conjunction could usher it in. Now, don't expect maybe, on that exact date, June 9th, something unexpected and wonderful is going to happen. But that might be the catalyst to make it happen. Phone call, running into someone. You understand? A friend talking about somebody to you.
Okay.
So I say that is going to usher in a catalyst for love and romance for you, and it could be somebody that is from your past, somebody that you know already.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Does that sound romantic enough?
It sounds romantic because it's been a dry spell here for a while.
I know. I'm so good at talking the romance. But let's see what happens.
Okay. I enjoy your site and I enjoy your talk show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ramona.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And give us a call. You have about 20 more minutes to speak to me if you'd like to. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And I think we have quite an interesting week ahead of us. We have that beautiful Sun-Venus conjunction, and you can look this up on astronomy websites, and they are going to talk about this thing because this is big. They called it a superior conjunction where Venus exactly conjoins the sun, and if that doesn't spell love and romance, the sun rules your soul. Venus rules love and marriage in the chart at 19 degrees. So check your prenatal birth charts for 19 degrees anything. I don't care if it's 19 degrees Pisces. If it hits, it's good. And you can get that prenatal birth chart at my website. I've always given them away free at www.terrynazon.com, or you can call me for a reading, and I'll look at your birth chart, and I'll see if you have anything at 19 degrees, anything. Give me a call and for a private consultation at 888-334-7785. If you're too shy to listen to talk on the radio, that's fine. 19 degrees is where that Sun-Venus conjunction takes place. And we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
Jennifer.
And your date of birth?
12-18-62.
And do you want to know if you have anything at 19 degrees?
Do I?
You probably do, because that's that Sun-Venus conjunction.
I probably do.
I didn't have to say, I didn't have to explain it, did I?
No.
You got it. You understood what I was saying right there.
Yes,
and
I did.
Your moon is probably very close to 19 degrees, and it looks to me like you, from time to time, have been holding in your emotions, and so I feel that Sun-Venus conjunction could make you very happy. And it is your Sagittarius. It's in your solar seventh house of relationships, which is Gemini, and so I definitely feel that could affect you. But I know you probably have another question for me. What is it?
No, it's been a long time since I've had a relationship, so I'm just wondering, is it ever going to show up?
Well, you know, and Saturn in Virgo has been conjoining your Uranus for a long time, and it's going to conjoin your Pluto. So it looks to me like even though you haven't had a relationship, you have been very, very busy. Is that right?
Yep.
Very busy. But now you're coming into your two-and-a-half-year cycle Mars return. By the end of this month, Mars is going to return to the exact placement of your chart. And so, honey, that should get things started.
It's about time.
It's about time. And then you've got Neptune going to be opposing your Mars. Wherever you're partying, I want to be.
Oh, cool. Well, come on out to Arizona. We'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
Now, when is Mars opposing Neptune?
Your Mars is at 24 degrees, and Neptune for the next year is going to make it feel like, you know how when you were saying it's either feast or famine. You either don't have anybody in your life or everybody wants to be with you. So you're going to come into a feasting time with Neptune, and that's going to last for a year. But I think overall, the aspects look very good for romance for you.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're most welcome. I always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nathan Talks Astrology. And I enjoy this just as much as you guys do, because this is my time to kind of like connect to everybody who like listens to, goes to my website, and a lot of old clients of mine love to call in and just give a little talk, and we talk about astrology, because so much of these transits I can't really write about, on the website, although I do try to get a bit windy sometimes. I know I get a bit long and boring to some people. Unless you're truly into astrology, then you might find sometimes when I go on and on and on about the aspects, I could write a whole dissertation, I think, sometimes. Somebody said to me, what did you do, write a book? So I know it can seem like that sometimes, but I'm really a fun-type person, and it's just my enthusiasm for my craft. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Brandt.
Brad?
Brandt, yeah.
Brandt, hi.
Hey, well, my birthday is 5/9/77.
Okay.
And for quite a while I've been kind of looking for a career change and been working hard at it, but haven't really had anything pop. So
yeah, well, things have been a little bit tough for Taurus and Taurus rising. You know, I think that for the last couple of years they've been a little bit difficult. So you've probably been in this kind of a little bit of a slump for a while, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a look here. And did you get your prenatal chart at my website?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. Well, you got to have your prenatal chart because we're going to come into some really dicey aspects, and you're going to want to be captain of your ship.
Okay.
All right, so you're an 18-degree Taurus, so like I said before, a lot of the fixed signs really got hit very hard with Saturn in Leo over the last 3 years. And so you're just beginning to, right now, kind of pick up the pieces of your life. Saturn's going to be coming around to 5 degrees in a beautiful trine to your Mercury, and this should either give you some wonderful ideas or put you in the path of a really great opportunity, probably in July. So are you up for some jobs? Have you gone on interviews?
There's certain specific jobs I'm looking for, and I have sent in applications and sent resumes and everything like that, but been considered.
And the reason you're getting a little bit down right now is because all of these planets in Gemini are opposing your Neptune. And so when anything touches our Neptune, it's like we get excited, then we get disillusioned, all right? And when we get disillusioned, we get depressed, all right?
Okay.
So you're going to feel that kind of energy, maybe for another week to 10 days, all right? But then I feel that there's going to come some viable opportunities that are going to really help you along the way, especially in the month of July.
Okay, great.
All right, Diane, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. And don't forget, everyone, to get your prenatal birth chart at my website, www.terrynazon.com, where you can follow along with all of the talk about astrology. And when we mention degrees and we talk about certain planets and certain signs, and then you can look at your chart and you can say, oh, there it is. Or you can give me a call and I'll be happy to analyze your chart in a private consultation. That's www.terrynazon.com, or you can call me directly and have a consultation with me at 888-334-7785, and you can do what the stars do. And yes, I do read a lot of celebrities, a lot of famous people, a lot of wealthy people, a lot of poor people. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just into the chart, and believe me when I say that I do love talking to you all. And we have a few minutes left here if you want to get in a phone call with me at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we do want to thank our host at the BBS Radio Networks for hosting our show and doing so much to keep us happy here. We do love our home at bbsradio.com. So, as I said before, we have a lot to look forward to this week. The number one thing that we do have to look forward is that beautiful Venus and Sun conjunction, and that's going to be powerful. While Mercury is still retrograde, all right, it's not so bad because it's in its own sign, and it will be going direct on the 19th. So we still have the Sun in Gemini. At 19 degrees, it will conjoin Venus, and we have Mars in Leo. Now, when I say Sun and I say Leo, your brain should tick, 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 because Leo rules, the Sun rules the sign of Leo. So we have something very powerful going on in that Mars is in Leo. Leo is ruled by the Sun. So, and Gemini and Leo are sextile, meaning providing opportunities. Okay, so look around. Even when you don't think that anything is happening in your life, there are lots of opportunities. But sometimes we have to look hard and we have to make the opportunities. So open your eyes and look, because there are opportunities going on right now. Hi, we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Terry?
Yes.
Hi, I love your horoscopes.
Thank you very much. You don't think it's a bit wordy?
No, not at all, and I'm learning a lot. So
oh,
thank
fabulous.
You for that.
That's what a lot of people tell me. They're learning a lot. Very
yeah,
good.
It's a good thing. My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. And I'd like to know what, oh, should I give you my date of birth first?
Yeah, that would help.
August 11th, 1956.
Okay.
And I'd like to know, I'm not working and I'm not seeing anybody, and I was wondering which was going to come first.
All right, well, I always say that love and money come together.
Good.
Because it's always funny that when you are feeling in love, Either you don't notice that you don't have any money or money comes.
Oh, you see that.
But you know what? That beautiful Venus and Sun conjunction that I'm talking about on June 9th is in a sextile to your Sun. And Leo is, Mars is in Leo. That's another sextile. There should be opportunities abounding. The only thing that you have to watch for is that the South Node is conjoining your Sun. And when the South Node conjoins your Sun, it kind of says, wait a minute, Patty, don't go hog wild. I'll get the people. Let me go get them. You stay there. Let me go do it. You understand?
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a time in your life when the universe is working for you.
Oh, okay, good.
All right? Now, does that mean nothing's going to happen until the South Node gets off your Sun? No, because there are going to be opportunities, all right? And but in some respect, you know, you just may end up in the right place at the right time. Okay, so this period right now from June all the way through August, even after your birthday, is going to be very positive for you and very exciting for you, all right?
Okay.
So your Sun sign is at 18 degrees. We don't know what the minutes are, but the minutes would be very important. So if you want to get your free natal chart at my site, you should. And if you wanted to get a reading with me, you should do so because 1840, we don't know what we have to know the minutes of your sign to know exactly when that South Node gets off your Sun,
mm-hmm.
Because it could be any time in July or August.
Okay.
All right? Now, that could lead to a soulmate. That could lead to God only knows what, winning the lottery. Who knows, okay? But it could be very good for you. And like you said, you don't have nothing going on in your life right now. So absolutely that means that the opportunities are coming. But anyway, I see with the moon in Libra conjoining Neptune, you're a lovely person. Are you into anything spiritual?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're a very spiritual person, and I see that. And so that's why the South Node is very important, because the South Node is a very spiritual aspect, too.
Good. Okay.
So
well,
more or less what I was getting from that is that there was some sort of spiritual awakening that was waiting to take place and was probably pretty eminent around you.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right? And that's when everything is going to open up and break through. So it's within the next 2 months, and I think it's all going to happen at once.
Wow.
All right.
Great. Thank you, Terry. I'll give you a call.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And hi, everybody. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And we do have a very few minutes left to the radio show. So if you wanted to try to get in a very quick telephone call with me, you can call 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And remember, these shows are archived on the BBS radio networks, or you can listen if you have forgotten what was said to you. You can always listen to them again. And so this week is going to be full of some amazing planetary movements with Mars and Leo sextiling all the planets as they funnel through the sign of Gemini. Now, what is a sextile? A sextile provides opportunities, okay? And with the South Node, these mean that they are major life-changing opportunities, like with our friend Patty there who just called. So there will be opportunities that change your life. In fact, this whole period from now all the way through September, October, November, this is a pivotal time, and you'll never see another time like this in your life. So enjoy these moments, savor these times, as Venus conjoins the Sun at 19 degrees Gemini. Check your charts, your natal birth charts, for anything at 19 degrees to see what kind of opportunities it's going to bring to you. Don't forget, you can get that free natal birth chart at my website at www.terrynazon.com. And you can also call me for a private consultation if you want to speak to me in private, 888-334-7785. And don't forget to visit the website, www.terrynazon.com. And I guess that is going to be, our time is up here, and that's going to be all, but I'm sure we have lots to talk about. We have lots of horoscopes to write for you. We have lots to say, and we wish you well this week, and we wish you many blessings that you will enjoy that Sun-Venus conjunction and let those rays just come down on you. So thank you for joining me this evening. And remember that I love you all, and I love talking to you all. Thank you. Have a nice evening.